You know, and then you, you know, like Jeff mentioned it last night. It was, you know, you get, I walk in the room and you get a twitch in your eye. And I build a backstory behind that look. I don't tell you about it. I never bring it up. I just hate you from a distance for a couple of decades. Because you gave me that, you hi-hatted me. But I don't know. That's that thing. Now, keep in mind, I don't feel like that has anything to do with alcoholism. I don't think it has anything to do with my drinking. I didn't consciously drink because I was uncomfortable. I never thought about it that analytically. Sometimes it sounds like, you know, people from the podium, when I was first listening to speakers, it sounded like they knew what they were going through when they were doing it. And maybe I didn't. Life was just happening to me. As my friend Bob says, it's fired at point blank range. And so I wasn't thinking, well, I'm going to drink on my feelings, or I'm drinking out of fear, or I'm drinking out of what anger. I don't know. I never was that analytical. I look back and I can begin to see it. I look back and I see those bedevilments that have been talked about a couple of times this week, and I see that I have an inability to control my emotional nature, that I'm prey to misery and depression, that I can't be of real use to other people, that I have bouts of uselessness, and that's sober. So I knew I didn't view myself as alcoholic. I viewed myself as having alcohol-related problems. I'm a problem drinker. I get in trouble when I drink. There's a great line back in To the Employer. And I know I'm in a group of AA enthusiasts here, but I always say, you got to be really committed to read all the way To the Employer in AA. But the line back there says, when dealing with an alcoholic, there may be a natural annoyance that someone could be so weak, stupid, and irresponsible. So this may be true even when you understand the malady better. I didn't think I was alcoholic, but I certainly felt weak, stupid, and irresponsible. And the people in my life would have described me in one way or another, maybe different language, but as weak, stupid, and irresponsible. People weren't telling me to stop drinking. They were telling me to not drink so much, don't drink so often, don't drink there, don't drink it with them, don't drink it tonight. But none of those things felt like alcoholism to me. They were saying, grow up, be a man, be a husband, be a father, go to work. You know, do the things that show up for life in the way that a grown man shows up for life. And I couldn't. And I couldn't explain why. I had no idea. Have you ever had a blackout? Was on the test. Now, I don't think blacking out, I'm a blackout drinker. You know, it's just, I didn't even have to drink much to blackout. I love what the comedian Dave Attell said. He said he's a blackout drinker, or as he likes to call it, time travel. And that's what would happen to me. I'd just wake up and go, you know, whoa, how did I get here in the future? And what has been going on? And if you're like me at all, you don't ask questions about that. You just read people's faces. You try to get a feel of how it went. Was I just kind of cute last night, or did it go way off in the weeds, you know? And then you got that buddy you can call that, you know, your confidant. Hey, man, tell me, how bad was it? Oh, Steve, you don't want to know, brother. And then you just lay low for a while. And you come back out. I grew up in Smyrna, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville. And I'm a middle-class family. I got an older brother and an older sister and a younger sister. My mom and dad were together. Nobody was knocking anybody around. It was kind of a little neighborhood thing. There were other kids in the neighborhood. No circumstantial challenges in my life. So I had no circumstantial reason to need relief. So I couldn't figure out, because circumstances were as they were, I couldn't figure out why I had that sense of discomfort. And I had that always, but I know now that that's not limited to the alcoholic. You know, I talked before about what is distinctive about the alcoholic, that allergy to alcohol. But the second part of the first step, that unmanageability, is part of over 200 other 12-step programs. So that unmanageability is common to the alcoholic, but it's not exclusive to the alcoholic. But that unmanageability, which is also an internal condition, I don't view personally the